Okie dokie. Ladies, I am Janice Skialis. I'm an astrologer before the food comes. I want to give you some stuff that you can write down. I usually save it to the end, but I thought, man, what if you have to leave and you miss the most important stuff? So the most important stuff, there are three things that are very, very important in astrology. The most important is to know when Mercury, the planet of communication, is retrograde. It goes retrograde three times a year for a 21-day period. The axiom is bound to be done over again and bound to be repeated. Miscommunication, misunderstanding, put the word miss in front of anything, and that is a Mercury retrograde thing. You don't want to sign anything. You don't want to begin anything. You sure don't want surgery unless you're bleeding from an artery. Because the things that you try and start during Mercury retrograde don't come to be. For example, they started the Hubble Space Telescope. Took like 4 years to build. The last year, the last 3 months, they were polishing the Hubble. And they did it during the Mercury retrograde during the summer. And they launched this thing into space after a couple of million dollars, and they find out it can't see. Its vision is blurry because there were miscalculations doing the final polishing of it. So they took 2 more years, a couple of more million bucks, and they actually had to create a pair of glasses to put on the Hubble and then launch it and put this new lens over it to make it work right. The presidential election with George Bush and Al Gore. Mercury was retrograde the 3 weeks prior to the election. At 8:36 on election night, Mercury went direct. At 8:35 is when they took Al Gore's name out of the winning column in Florida and gave it to George Bush. And it took 3 weeks, the amount of time it took Mercury to get back to the position that it was at when it retrograded before George Bush was awarded the presidency of the United States. So don't sign anything, begin anything, believe what you hear during that 3 week period. If you do have to do something not quite kosher, that's a great time to do it. If you want to slide something by that's not going to get caught, that's a great time to do it. It's a great time if you're in real estate and you want to put an offer in and you know it's going to be rejected because it's a low ball offer. And the idea is to bring the people off their price. And Mercury retrograde's a great time to do it. Three times a year. It does it March 5th through the 26th. And I put these dates on my calendar. I'll block them out so I know. July 7th through the 31st. And October 31st through November 20th. The first date is March 5th.
October.
Oh, of October. October 31st to November 20th. Yes. March 5th through the 26th. July 7th through the 31st. October 31st. Through November 20th. In the body of the talk that I'm going to give, and when I go through each sign of the zodiac, I will tell you what areas of your life these Mercury retrogrades will be for each different sign of the zodiac. So those three times, March 5th through the 26th, July 7th through the 31st, and October 31st through November 27th. Those are the three times this year that Mercury, the planet of communication, is retrograde. Don't sign anything, begin anything, pretty much believe what you hear during that 3 week period. I don't have medical tests done because they are incorrect. I don't have surgery done because that's when they make mistakes. And banks make mistakes, nothing personal to the bankers, but it's a terrible time for any kind of straightforward communication. The second list of days I'm going to give you is when the moon is in the sign of Sagittarius. And this is the sign of the quick sale. This is the sign where anything you want to sell, whether you want to pitch an idea, whether you want to sell a piece of property, whatever it is, the moon in Sagittarius is simply the sign of the quick sale. So these are the dates during the year that if you are going to list property for sale, you want to do it during this moon. January 30th through the 31st, February 26th through the 27th, March 26th and the 27th, but Mercury is retrograde, so that's a good time to lowball an offer, where you want to throw something out there that you know they're not going to accept, but it will make them much more agreeable for your real offer that will come after Mercury goes direct. April 22nd through the 23rd, May 19th through the 20th, June 15th through the 16th, in July the 13th and 14th, but Mercury is retrograde. In August, it's the 9th and the 10th. September, it's the 5th and the 6th. October, it's the 2nd and the 3rd. November, it's the 26th and the 27th. December, it is the 24th and the 25th. And then January, it's the 20th and the 21st. Anything you want to pitch, sell, or make sure gets a good reception, you want to try and do it when the moon's in Sag. I used to sell real estate, and property that is listed when the moon in Sag sells within 2 months at or on your asking price, if not higher. So granted, we're in the top of the market here now. And that's one of the things I want to talk about is what I think the economy is going to do in 2019, since we're the downtown business ladies. We're more concerned about how can we make our business work. And even during a downturn, you can make money doing things. You know, now is the right time to sell. Now is not necessarily the right time to buy, because I really think we're at the top of the market. The last quarter we have been at the top of the market. And we can all predict the economic future by looking to what happened the last time. Jupiter is in the sign of Sagittarius. The last time it was in this sign was in 2007. So 2018 was like 2006, which was the top of the market, where stuff sold almost instantly. And then 2007, which is where we are now, was when we were in the economic downturn and no one really knew it yet. More sentient people were aware of it, but the general populace didn't really find out till the end of 2007, beginning of 2008, just how bad the economy was. Well, I think the same thing is going to happen in 2019. So you can look to the 2007 time span, and you can even go 12 years before that to the 95 time span, and then the 83 time span to see similar energies occurring, because Jupiter is the planet of luck and abundance. It goes forward, and it's the expansive planet. Whatever area of your life it is in, it expands that area of your life. And I'm going to talk about that as well during the main part of the lecture, about where in each one of your charts you can expect to expand things. The other thing we look to in astrology, where in each one of our lives does the universe think it's time for us to make changes to meet our conscious needs? And so the universe thinks it's time for us to make changes to meet our emotional needs, whether we think that's ready or not, which is always the challenge. I've learned that change doesn't hurt us, that it is resisting the change that causes all the pain. So if you know what areas of your life the universe is saying, hey, your needs on a conscious level are not being gratified in this area, what do you need to do to make that happen? And by the same token, the lunar eclipse says, this is where your needs in the emotional area are or are not being met. And if so, here's what you need to do to make that happen. So it's important to know that as well. So the things I'm going to, and so with the economy, I genuinely think that it's going to slow down. And I think it would slow down no matter who is president. I don't think the president can really impact these big changes. I think that they sometimes reflect the energy itself. But I do think the economy is fixing to contract. So it's a good time to sell, not a good time to buy. If you want to buy property for investment, for crying out loud, wait 18 months. Wait till it's at the bottom of it. I read today that the foreclosure rate is the lowest it's been, which means all that stuff is done and it's time for new foreclosures to begin. And that will occur later on during this year and then in 2020 as well. So, and I have to laugh that I look right now and I see both Europe and both Britain and the United States are having trouble with their government right now. And I think that that also is sort of a foreboding of what is going to occur economically, the ripple effect of that. And you can be ahead of that by knowing what's going to go on. I have some clients, and one wanted to invest in a multi-million dollar house on Davis Island. And I was like, okay, but you're at the tippy top of the market. And granted, for multi-million dollar houses, there's always buyers. But still, you need to know that when you're pricing things. So the three things are Mercury retrograde, the moon in Sagittarius, and knowing that the economy is going to go down a little bit, unfortunately. But it's very cyclical, it ebbs and flows. Jupiter is the money sign, the money faucet. It turns on, and when it turns on, it stays on for 10 months. And then it turns off for 4 months. And during that 4 months, it almost like corrects itself. And the way I like to look at it, what I'll tell my clients is that you want to expand your business during the 10 months that Jupiter is direct and forward in motion. And then for the 2 or 3 months that it's going backwards, you want to attend to all that business you've just created. You don't want to keep creating new business because you won't be able to service the things you've already put into effect. So you expand your business for 10 months, and then for 4 months, you go ahead and you complete that, and you bring it all up to speed, and then you go ahead when it goes direct again and expand it again. So Jupiter currently is forward and direct in motion, which is a wonderful thing. It goes retrograde on the 8th of March. So the money faucet de facto turns off the 8th of March, and then it turns back on 10th of July. So again, part of that natural ebb and flow of things is right now, you know, you want to put your boat in the water and go along with that tide. In March is when you want to kind of slow that up and attend to the stuff you've already got going on. So in the big picture of things, that's that particular energy. So, and now I can get into the what I think is going to happen for each and every one of us. I think the biggest challenges this year, for good or for ill, the biggest changes will occur to people that are born the 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th, and 15th of each month. For some of you, it will be very, very positive. For some of you, it will be particularly you Capricorns. It's going to be a year of profound changes for you. It happens once every 250 years. For those of you born on that day, you really want to take advantage of those changes. You want to go ahead and you want to see what it is that you can do, because Pluto to me always represents power. And so whenever Pluto co-joins your sun sign, it's a time of you gaining power. When Pluto squares your sign, like it's going to do for the Aries born the 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th, 15th, and for the Cancers born the 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th, 15th, and the Libras born the 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th, 15th, much bigger challenges for you. For you guys, it says that there is some sort of structure, some sort of power in your life that has outlived its usefulness in your life, and it's time to change it. And you want to be the instrument of the change rather than the victim of the change. A lot of us, we can see the writing on the wall, and we really don't want to look at it. You know, I don't want to worry about that today. But the thing is that if you realize that these are structures that have outlived their usefulness in your life, you want to embrace that and be actively looking for a new structure that will be better suited to your wants and needs. None of us ever quit a six-figure job. None of us do. We have, that's a lot of money to walk away from. However, and some of us are kept in like a velvet kind of rut where it's just too good to leave. And if you're in that kind of position and you're born on those days, you want to start to look for something new you can create so you can take the best of what you had with you and leave the stuff that you don't like about it in the past. So you want to embrace it. And the other thing is that I really believe that we make our future happen through our choices in the here and now. People will go, what's going to happen to me in 5 years? It's like, I don't know. And anybody that tells you, I can tell you what's going to happen to you in 5 years, is lying to you, because they can't. There are so many free will choices that you make that will go ahead and impact that outcome. As an astrologer, does my ephemeris go to 2050? Yeah. How far out can I predict something? A year, 18 months, 2 years at the outside. Because then there are so many other decisions that you have to make that will impact that, that it's ludicrous for me to say, oh yeah, this is going to happen then. And what an astrologer really sells is the timing, the when rather than the what. So for each one of the signs, I'm going to start with Aries because they're the first anyway in the zodiac. Aries, this year for Aries, it's a big year for them professionally. The eclipse cycle has moved from their 11th house of hopes, wishes, goals, and objectives, lovers, children, friends, amusements, and pleasures, and gone into their 10th house of career and public standing, and their 4th house of home. And so this is a time that Aries, over this calendar year, are going to work very, very hard to promote their professional interests, and they have to be really careful that it does not come at the expense of their home and their foundations. It would be nice if you could be able to find a way to work out of your home, to bring your home into it. But the bigger emphasis for Aries this year is to take a 2-year push, because that's how long this eclipse cycle is going to be, 2 years to get to the top of your chosen career field. And it's important to know that if you haven't gotten to where you said you wanted to be in 2 years, that you need to modify what it is you're doing, because it should not take any longer than that to get to where you say you need to be. The second thing about that for Aries is Jupiter is in their 9th house of travel, long distance travel. This is not just here to Ocala. This is like here to London. This is like here, I don't want to say to Mars, but it's traveling all over the place. And it's out and back, not necessarily of a long duration, but a long distance. And I'm not a big fan of litigation, because I've learned the only guys that win that is lawyers. But if you are an Aries and you are involved in litigation, I have to tell you, the law is on your side. And by the end of the year, the judge will be on your side too. So you want to be able to, I'm a big fan of settling lawsuits, because I found out that there's a big difference between a settlement and a judgment. A settlement you can cash a check with, a judgment you can use it for wallpaper, because they're hard to collect on. So, but I think the law's on their side for Aries all year long. I think that travel is in line. If they need an additional, and this may be something in the 2 year to the big career push, and it may be that there is some sort of additional credential that you need in order to get to the next level professionally. If you're a realtor, you may want to get, if you're a realtor, you may want to be a broker. You may want to get an MBA. You may want to get some sort of certificate, but there is some sort of, in some of the careers, there is some sort of a document or some sort of a credential that you need to get to the next level. And this is the right year to go ahead and do that for you. Mercury will be retrograde. You have to be really careful, Aries, in March with your own words coming back to haunt you. I'd be really careful in March during that retrograde, what I wrote, what I said. I would not think that anything I ever said was kept in confidence, because there's nothing worse than somebody you telling a secret to, and then they tell it to somebody else, and next you know it's on Facebook. You know, so I can tell you for a fact that that will not have a good outcome. I got fired from a coaching job because of a video I posted to my private Facebook page showing parents drinking at a party. Not me, because I don't drink, but the fact that I posted it because we were celebrating winning, I got fired. So you got to be careful what you post for Aries in March. In the summer, in the July retrograde, Mercury's retrograde in your fourth house of home. If any of you are deciding to remodel your home or refurbish your home, please don't do it in July. If you do it, make sure you rent another place at the beach to stay while your house is being torn up. I'm not a big fan of beginning projects during Mercury retrograde because they end up coming out wrong. You think you order white cabinets, they end up coming out off-white. It's not a good time. They took the original measurements for Tampa Stadium, the new stadium, the Ray J, during Mercury retrograde, and I was dating a guy that worked there, and I was walking out, I see them taking measurements, and I go, Mike, what are they doing? Are you kidding me? Mercury is retrograde. There'll be mistakes. And he went, honey, that's what cost overruns are for, and we kept walking. So you can if you want to, but I really don't advise knocking down walls or anything like that during the Mercury retrograde. And then in November, the Mercury retrograde is in the eighth house of other people's money, other people's resources. It is a financial mess, is what it is in the fall. So for the next sign of the zodiac for Taurus, Taurus runs from April 20th or so, April 19th or 20th, depending on the year, to May 19th, 20th. And Taurus is a very stubborn, very fixed sign. And this is really a great year for Taurus. Taurus suffered really mightily between 2014 and 2016, and they are still recovering from that. And this is the first time that they actually feel like they have a break, that they can recover. Their finances improve in 2019, which is a great thing for them. Legal matters go very well. They don't have any kind of, the stars are not blocking Taurus the way they had been doing it for the last 3 to 5 years. It's a much easier time for them. They benefit from other people's money flowing their way. If I was a Taurus, I'd make sure I was right with all of the older people in my life that I stood to inherit money from, because last one there gets the cash, and there's a good chance that you will benefit from other people's resources, inheritance, that kind of a thing. It's a good year financially for Tauruses. The other thing for Taurus, and it's really important, is something new comes to light for Taurus that changes things in one way. It helps them heal a wound. And I don't know whether it's an old wound or a more recent wound, but I do know that the energy is very healing for Taurus in 2019. It's like, I don't want to say they get a new lease on life, but it's like they get a new lease on life. They get it's almost like a cosmic do-over, that there is nothing really to stop them from achieving their hopes, their wishes, their goals, and objectives. They will be restructuring their day-to-day living to something they can manage. There have been onerous responsibilities that have finally fallen by the wayside for Taurus, and Taurus can very selfishly put their own wants and needs at the top of the list, and they have not been able to do that for about 4 years. So if you have Taurus friends and you find them saying no a little more often, you'll know why, because now they can. Mercury for them retrogrades in their 11th house of hopes, wishes, goals, and objectives. That tells me that friends are going to get you in trouble in March. Friends are going to volunteer for something. If any of you belong to any kind of a group, make sure you attend the meetings in March, because the meeting you're not at, that's when you're going to get the job. Some sort of job that doesn't pay any money, that's a huge pain in the neck, that takes up a lot of your time. And you'll learn to, I got made the welfare chairman one time at an officer's wives club because I missed a meeting. And I didn't have a good reason, I just missed the meeting, and that's what they assigned me. And it was the worst job ever. Although I did find out about the spring through that and started backing them, so. But you want to make sure you go to meetings, and friends can and will lead you astray in March. In the summer, this eclipse is in their third house of day-to-day living. Tauruses, take your bags with you when you travel. Take your bags with you. If Mercury's retrograde, make sure you realize that if you're on the ground for more than 3 hours, they have to compensate you 4 hours on an international flight. And know what you're right. And be flexible. Because sometimes, you know, if your plane is bumped, you can get a free ticket somewhere else. So you just want to know that with Mercury retrograde during the summer, it's going to make travel a challenge and trouble with that area. And then in the fall, in November, that retrograde is going to be in the seventh house of partners, and Tauruses everywhere are going to have trouble with partners, and younger partners more so than older partners. And it just means that it's misunderstandings and miscommunications with your partners. And to Tauruses everywhere, I say, you got to remember your partners have feelings too, and to take them into consideration. The third sign of the zodiac is Gemini. Gemini runs from about the 20th, 21st of May to about the 20th of June. June 21st, the sun always goes into the sign of Cancer. Geminis, and I would be Leaguered president as a Gemini. And I got to tell you, things don't get any easier for him during 2019. They actually, if it's possible to get harder, they will. These guys, the eclipse cycle is in their second house of money and their eighth house of other people's resources flowing their way. Geminis everywhere are likely to be cut off from accustomed sources of income, which I think is terrible. That always makes me sad. Yeah, and it's I don't know that their expenses go up, but it's an accustomed source of income seems to go by the wayside. That's the kind of thing where you get temporary alimony and this is the year where it runs out. That kind of a thing. So it's more passive than, I don't really think that it's them losing their jobs per se, but it has to do with being cut off from accustomed sources of income. And Geminis everywhere are going to find out, they're going to be surprised with what they can do with less is the thing there. They have opportunities, their partnerships go well. If you're a single Gemini, this is the year you attract somebody and form a solid partnership. If you're a married Gemini, that goes well. Geminis find out that they have more allies than they thought. And the important thing for Geminis to realize is not everybody you think is an enemy is one. And it's almost as though it's the old Arab saying, it's me against my brother, and then me and my brother against my cousin, and then me, my brother, and my cousin against everybody else. Geminis are going to have to reevaluate over this year, and it will become apparent to them by July who really is their ally and who isn't their ally, and who they can depend on and who they can't depend on. And they're going to be surprised to find out they have more allies than they thought. So the retrograde, it's the worst in March because it's in their 10th house of career and public standing. Mercury will be in Pisces. It will be squaring their sun sign. If I was a Gemini, I wouldn't talk to anybody in March. No good can come from that. If enemies are going to get a chance to get a shot at you, they're going to get it in March. If you're going to be confused about what's coming down professionally, it's going to be in March. The whole year, I think March is the hardest time for Geminis in 2019 because it has the most professional danger for them. During the July retrograde, it has to do with money. It has to do with earned income. It has to do with when you add up your columns of numbers, make sure they add up 2, 3, 4 times, make sure that they're right. It's time for a really detailed accounting to know exactly what's going where. And make sure that anybody you partner up with Gemini in 2019 brings something to the table besides desire. They can't just have a good idea. They need to bring money with them or resources with them or something with them because they are going to approach you, the Gemini. And so you need to make sure that they're bringing something other than just something other than nothing to the table, because otherwise it will end up costing you. And then the latter part of the year, the November retrograde, is in the sixth house of health and service. And that's my real concern for Donald Trump, is his stress just takes a huge toll on his health. Do I think he's going to be impeached? No, I don't. I don't know. I don't think the Senate's going to remove him. I don't. I think New York State's going to get him in a year or two, which is the real fear for him. But I just worry, because of the stress, because of the financial stress that Geminis are going to be under, I worry about it impacting their health, and that's likely to happen in November. So I have a service to where if you need surgery, I don't charge for this service, but I will pick the very best day for you to have the very best outcome for your surgery. I mean, if you're bleeding from an artery, you can't go, wait a minute, let me text my astrologer. But most of our surgeries are planned. You know, they're the kind of thing where, oh, okay, I'm going to be off, or, you know, I'm off that day, or my doctor operates on Tuesday or Thursday. Your job is to pick a good surgeon and find out what day that doctor performs the surgery. And then you email me or you text me and say, hey, I'm having eye lift done. I want to do it on Tuesday in March. Which is the best one? And I'm going to go, are you crazy? Mercury's retrograde in March. Wait till April. But I will pick the very best day for you to have the very best outcome. I don't charge for it because it takes me but a minute. I mean, less than a minute to look at a calendar and go, okay, here are the days you want to do it. So, and I think it's scary enough having surgery. You know, you want to do anything you can to try and tip the odds in your favor. And that's one thing I found. You don't do surgery at the full moon because you hemorrhage and bleed. And you don't do surgery during Mercury retrograde. You'll have to have not one but two nose jobs. And if you look at me, my nose is still curved. Two of them later. So that's where I first learned about Mercury retrograde and surgeries, not to do that. But for Geminis in general, they have more allies than they know. They have more partners than they know. And that area of their life goes very well. The area that gives them the biggest challenge is finances, money, and other people's resources. For Cancers, and what I say for Cancers also applies to the United States, because although our rising sign is Gemini, we were born on the 4th of July, and if you ask an immigrant what they think about the United States, they'll point to the Statue of Liberty, which is a woman saying, Hi, come on in here. I'll feed you. I'll nurture you. I'll take your refuse. You know, come on over here. We'll take care of them. The United States is pretty much the breadbasket of the world, and that's what cancers are. They want to take care of you. They want to feed you. They want to be the moms of the world. So cancers for this year, they have challenges with their partnerships, with their intimate one-to-one relationships. And the U.S. is doing that now, examining all of our partnerships, deciding whether or not we want to give them foreign aid or not. But for cancers everywhere, Saturn is in their seventh house of partners, and it's time to take a hard look at the intimate one-to-one relationships in your life and see, are these relationships meeting my wants and needs according to the way I define them? If that answer is yes, then you can solidify those relationships. If you've been living with somebody for a long time and they haven't really said, let's get married, and you decide, yeah, they are meeting my needs, this is a year that probably comes to be for you. It's a time of solidifying partnerships and also setting to the curb those partnerships that are not giving you what you want or need. Every relationship's got to be a give and take. There's got to be something in it for each one of you. And cancers everywhere are going to be examining each and every one of those relationships from a very selfish basis, something that cancers are not known for being. But they're finally going to put their wants and needs at the top of the list, because sometime over the last 2 years, they realized that if I don't put my needs at the top of the list, no one else is going to. And that's a sad, that's a sobering reality for cancers, because these are about the most thoughtful people in the world. You say, make a remark about something you'd like to have, and the cancer will go out and find it for you. And if you say to a Virgo will say, what do you want for your birthday? If you go, nothing, a Virgo will go, great, I'm not going to get you anything. You know, and because they're very literal people. Cancers are not. And I found this out with a cancer friend and I said, what do you want for your birthday? She said, nothing. So I called her up and sang happy birthday to her. Didn't get her anything. And I didn't get a birthday card. I didn't get anything. I thought, I pissed Linda off. What'd I do? And being insensitive because I'm a Virgo, I called her up and said, okay, I know I've done something. I don't know what it is, because we both know I'm very insensitive. So if you just tell me, you know, I won't do it again. She goes, you didn't get me anything for my birthday. And I went, Linda, you told me you didn't want anything. She goes, yeah, but I pointed out a couple of things when we were shopping that, like, if I was any kind of friend, I would have paid attention. I would have known. I would have gotten it, because that's what they would have done. And to cancers everywhere, I say, please, let this be the year when somebody says, what's wrong, tell them. Because cancers think, if you really loved me, needed me, wanted me, cared about me, you'd know what I want, you'd know what I need. I wouldn't have to tell you. And so cancers don't get their needs met, because a lot of people are insensitive. There are a lot of Virgos in the world, you know. And so cancers, when somebody says what's wrong, tell them. And I agree, you shouldn't have to tell them. You shouldn't. They should be sensitive enough to know. But give them the benefit of the doubt that they're morons and they don't know. And then tell them, you know. And if they do it again, then you've got the right to be mad at them. You don't cut them out of your life, because they really are insensitive bores. But more often than not, they'll go, man, I got in trouble one time for something I didn't even know from a previous lifetime. My sister, we used to go skiing, and every year I'd say to my sister, you want to go skiing? Every year she'd go, no, I hate skiing. Okay, after about 7 years, I quit asking her. So 1 year we go to Jackson Hole, Wyoming. Sister's mad at me. It's like, oh, man, what did I do? I call her, well, what did I do? You didn't ask me to go skiing with you. Don, I've asked you to go skiing for 7 years. You always go, no. Yeah, but this time you went to Jackson Hole. Okay, and I'm still not getting it. And then she goes, I had a past life as a saloon girl in Jackson Hole, and I would have gone if you would have asked me. And it's like, okay, now I got to know what happened in a previous lifetime. Was I in that lifetime? You know, no. Okay. So to cancers everywhere, when somebody says, what's wrong, tell them. When somebody says, what do you want, tell them. Particularly your partners, because they're normally the most clueless. So the good news for cancer is there is something going on at work. And this is not the job that you do, Cancer, it's more along the lines of where you do that job. That structure is changing. If there has been some sort of obstacle in your way for a career progression where you're at, I don't know whether it gets vaporized or whether they get promoted and they move on, but whatever the obstacle is that had been in your way where you do your job, that obstacle gets out of your way this year and you have a much better career path. The second thing is cancers, they have to be careful with their health. And because Jupiter in the sixth house means things are good, you start to eat a little bit more, you gain a little bit more weight, you tend to slack off a little bit more, and that will impact your health. And they're diseases of excess rather than accidents or something like that. So you just have to be careful with that. But it is really a very, very good time for them to make where it is they work a much more pleasant place for them to go to. Along that line, I think there's more responsibility with it. So make sure if you're going to be responsible for more stuff in your job, make sure you're getting paid for it. Because a lot of time cancers, they will tell you, oh, we'll gladly pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today. That's sort of the kind of thing that, do this job now and then we'll raise your rate at the end of the year kind of a deal if you do a good job. So be prepared to negotiate for that. So the problems come with legal matters, educational matters, school, important matters at a distance. And predominantly, it's legal trouble in the March time span and travel trouble in the March time span. In the July time span is a big challenge for somebody that you are involved with. There's going to be some sort of miscommunication or misunderstanding with someone who's either an intimate partner or in some sort of a one-to-one relationship with you. You have to be really careful. And again, cancers, they're represented by a creature that has no vocal cords. They have a very hard time expressing how they feel. That's different than talking about what's going on. Because if you ask a cancer what they did yesterday, they'll tell you in about a half hour what they did all day long. And we get confused because they're very articulate about the what, but they are not particularly articulate about the how you feel. And that's the most important thing to get out for them. And that's the thing you want to do with partners. And then children. I don't know whether cancers want more children or not. I know that Mercury is retrograde in their fifth house in the fall. And it's a good time to get pregnant. It's a good time for your kids to get pregnant. It's a good time for your animals to get pregnant. So you want to, you want that, great. If you don't want that, you need to be proactive in November. And no matter how old you are, because I thought, oh man, that can't possibly happen to me. My cats are all neutered and I'm too old to get pregnant. And I had a bird lay an egg. Bird, 15 years, never laid an egg. All of a sudden there's Mr. Peepers. And so now I have this little rainbow lorikeet because I thought I was being so smart. Oh, it won't get me. I've gotten everything taken care of. I didn't even know this bird could do that. So for cancers everywhere, that's the fall surprise for you. For Leos, and there are more Leos than any other sign. Leo runs from about the 21st or 22nd of July to the 22nd or so of September. And there are more Leos than any other sign, it seems, because they're all conceived in November during Thanksgiving and gets dark early. Between Halloween and Thanksgiving is when all the Leos are conceived. Gets dark early. So for Leos this year, this is a fabulous year for Leo. And Leos have really struggled the last 2 years because the eclipse sign, the cycle of the eclipse was on their sign. And they had big highs and big lows. They had great successes and crashing failures. It was either feast or famine for being a Leo for the last 2 years. Those changes are done. Thank God for that. And whoever the Leo is now is who the Leo is. And whatever group they're with, that's the group they're going to play with. And whatever business they're in, that's the business they're going to be in. And they can expand all of that this year. And they'll have help from behind the scenes. The other cool thing about Leo is if you're single, you'll attract someone. If you're married, your marriage goes well, because this is the most fun, creative year for Leo in 5 years. And the beauty of it is that you can take a child of your mind or something that it is that you love and take it from an avocation into a vocation. You can spend a year cogitating, gestating an idea that is something either you love or you love to do, and find a way to turn that into a business for you. Find a way to do that so that at the end of the year, you can take what was an intangible idea and turn it into something real and something valid. I think that they solidify their work down to something they can manage. I think that their job narrows in its focus in 2019. I think that there were some extraneous responsibilities that they've had over the last 2 years that they're not going to have going forward in 2019. So it gives them the ability to focus on what it is they do best and to do it. And then, of course, to get accolades for it, because what fun is it if nobody applauds you, is the way Leos think. It's true. You can just applaud a Leo, not even have to pay him too much, because they fall for that flattery every day. Donald Trump's rising sign is Leo. So he's a Gemini with a moon in Sagittarius, which is why he likes foreign girls. And his rising sign is Leo. So it's a very creative time for them. It's a very fun time. And then their work narrows their focus down to something they can manage. They have to really pay attention to the nickels and dimes and get a pointed financial report of the resources they share with other people in March. They need a detailed accounting in March. In the July, it's a good time for Leos to be on vacation. Mercury's in their 12th house. Their own words will be used against them. They have to be really careful what it is they say, how it is they say. And if I was a Leo, I would put it in writing. And I would remember that sarcasm does not come across in writing. And then in the fall, I don't know whether they remodel their house or refurbish their house or they do something, start painting their house. And the trouble with painting is once you paint one wall, every wall it abuts looks dingy and dull, and you end up having to paint the whole thing. So I think Leos will probably spend the end of the year doing something in their home and their foundations and finding a way to beautify that for themselves. And they need to really enjoy this year because next year it's nothing but work for them. And that's the byproduct, whatever it is they create this year. And I have to give you a piece of advice that anything you create can take a life of its own. And Leo said, the idea of people of the Zodiac, and once they create stuff, then they got to be responsible for seeing it through. I say hire a Virgo and have them do the detail work for you so the Leo can be free to go dream big dreams. The next sign is Virgo. And I say a lot of bad things about Virgo because it's true. I am one. We are the pickiest, most critical. I think about it. I'm sitting up here giving you advice on how to live your lives. What could be more Virgo than that? I have to tell you, Virgos, Pisces, Geminis, and Sagittarians had the hardest time from 2017 to December. And now that is over. And for the first time in 3 years, Saturn is trining our sign. And we feel like the shackles have been taken off. Oh, Virgo runs from the 23rd of August to about the 22nd is the cutoff date for Virgo in September. And they usually have green eyes. You can spot them because they've got green eyes. And that means they're calculating. Anytime you see green eyes, natural green eyes are just as calculating as you are. That's the thing to remember about Virgo is that they're always, they are. We're the most manipulative sign in the zodiac. That's why I got into astrology, was to manipulate people, to get a desired response. If I figured that if people respond to a given stimulus in a particular way, that if I give them that stimulus, I can pretty much predict how they're going to respond. I thought, man, this is great. I can get what I want. Sign me up. And I'm still doing that. So Virgos this year, this is a great year for them. This is a year that they don't have anything to stop them. They have nothing to complain about, which again is unusual for a Virgo because we complain about everything. But Saturn is in our fifth house. Old love shows you how it feels, shows you its staying power. If you're single, somebody from your past is going to come back to try and see if you're still mad. Virgo usually is. It's a good time to narrow down your focus to something you can manage. Virgo are very, very busy telling everybody how to run their lives, and they need to take time and manage their own life. They need to remodel their home, refurbish their home. In 2019, it's a good time for Virgo to purchase a home, even if they're not planning on living there right away, because Jupiter in the fourth says it's time to put some effort into shoring up your foundations at home, because home is really where it matters to a Virgo. That's the important place for them to do that kind of energy. They have trouble in March with partners. And again, Virgos are always telling people how to do stuff and they're going to get called on it in March by their partners. And they have to remember that partners, and here's the hard thing about Virgo. We have Virgos in here besides me? Okay. We honest to God think that when we're telling you something, we're trying to make you better. When we criticize, we're not saying it just to be critical. It's product improvement is what we think. Except what people hear is you're not okay the way you are. And no one's ever receptive to that, I find. You know, so I've learned at least to wait for people to ask me what they're doing wrong before I go and intervene. I used to just walk up and tell you, which is horrible. It gets a very bad. I would stand on first base coaching my team, and I would, if a player on the other team did something wrong, I would correct that other player. It's like, look, if you want to get that ball, you know, you got to get your butt down to do. You got to bend your knees. And my coach would look at me and just go, shut up. Do not help them, but it's just the Virgo inclination to tell people what to do. So they're going to try that with their partners in March, and I don't think it's going to be very receptive. Their friends will lead them astray in the July time span. And then in the fall, they'll have trouble, because I'm traveling in the fall. They'll have trouble with their travel plans. And Virgos are not known for breaking the law, and don't break the law, Virgo, because the judge will not be on your side this year. A lot of times we think we can talk our way out of everything, and that's not going to happen this year for Virgo. They do not have any luck as far as that goes. Their luck is at home with their foundations. The next sign of the zodiac is Libra, and I wish I was a Libra. They're the prettiest sign in the zodiac. They have dimples. They're charming. Everybody likes them. For Libras this year, I'm not going to lie, this is a challenging year for Libra. And they did so well. They did well financially last year. Everything was really kind of going their way when Saturn was in Sagittarius for 3 years. This year, it comes to a screeching halt. And the reason I say that is that Libra has to know this is going to happen because it's going to literally slow your roll. And the trouble is when we're doing really well, you know, we're increasing like this and our spending increases with us. And then when this starts to plateau, it takes us a while to realize that it's plateaued and it's slowed up. And you want to know that ahead of time so you can work with the things that you've already put into motion and bring them to fruition rather than continuing to try and expand. There is something at home. I don't know what it is, but Saturn's in their fourth house of home, and it is difficulties at home. I don't know whether it's too expensive or there are structural problems with it, but there's some sort of problem at home that really keeps Libra from having a good time in 2019. I don't know whether it's an older parent that you have to take care of. I don't know what it is, but I know that it just is very difficult times at home for Libra. And it may mean having to say goodbye to someone, because the fourth house is endings as well as your home and foundations. And if it is, you need to be right with them. You need to absolutely take a plane trip and go and be right with them to make sure that it's the way you want it to be. There's a lot of short distance, short duration travel for Libras. And the interesting thing is, although the higher courts aren't going to be in favor of them, the lower courts are going to work very well for Libra. They also get the opportunity to go back to school for something. And this is not getting like a four-year degree or a master's degree. This is more of like a certificate program, or to take a test to get to the next level in your job kind of a thing. But it is some sort of preparatory educational opportunity that will make it easier for you to make career progression as the year goes forward. I think that professionally you can have a good time in 2019. I just think the problems at home are going to be the overwhelming thing for Libra. And I don't really know that there's any way they can get around it. And I don't really know that there's anything they can do about it. Unfortunately, it's just Saturn in the fourth house of home, the eclipse cycle in the fourth house of home says things at home are changing. And you need to find a way to make those changes work for you, Libra. Be careful with medical things in March, because Mercury is retrograding in there. If you're likely to have bad information about a medical thing, it's going to come in March. And whenever I go into a meeting with my boss, I bring my iPhone with me and I turn on the voice memos, because it'll record in your purse. It'll record in your pocket. And I like to have some. Is it legal in court? No. But I'm not going to use it in court. I'm going to use it to say, that's not what you told me. This is what you told me. You know, kind of a deal. And that's something I would, if I was a Libra, I would take into every meeting with a boss in July, just to make sure that I knew. And doctors, the same thing. If I was going to see a doctor, I would record what they told me, just so I know for sure, because that's the nature of Mercury retrograde. Unfortunately, the reason I think it's going to be so hard is Mercury retrograde's in their sixth house of health, 10th house of career and public standing, and November in the second house of money. So all of those things are an anathema to Libras, because Libras are very private about their finances. They don't like anybody knowing what their finances are. And I just think that of all the signs, they have the hardest time in 2019, unfortunately. For Scorpios really completely and totally reinvented themselves last year. They spent a whole year trying to be the new better, new improved kind of Scorpio. They've expanded. They've gotten personal power. They've solidified new relationships. This is the year they make a boatload of money. This is the year that they capitalize on the moves they made last year. They pay off for them financially this year in grand fashion. It is the best earning year for Scorpio in 6 years. So I know that's good news. Saturn and the eclipse cycle are in Capricorn. It's in their third house of day-to-day living. Again, there is no energy in 2019 stopping Scorpios from achieving their objectives in 2019. It's a good year financially for them. They find a way to repurpose their day-to-day living so it suits them a lot better. It gives them a lot more. They don't have as much time, but they budget their time more wisely. It's something about their day-to-day living gets structured to make it easier for the Scorpio to get what it is that they want, and that they do very, very well financially as a result of it, which is really all they really care about, is how do I rehabilitate my sorely depleted coffers. Mercury retrogrades in their fifth house of children, love affairs. I expect problems with children, love affairs, creativity in March. In the summer, in July, it's in their ninth house of law. If anybody's going to have trouble traveling during the summer, it's going to be Scorpios. If there's legal stuff, I wouldn't sweat it, because if it comes during July, it's not likely to go anywhere for you. And then in November, it's in their first house of their physical self. And because of the amount of money they make during the year, because of their growth in personal power, they have to be really careful not to let it go to their heads. And to remember that you meet the same people on the way down that you spit on the way up. So that's my only concern about Scorpio for November. For Sagittarians, it's in Jupiter. This is the best year for Sagittarians in 12 years. Sagittarians had the hardest time in 2016 to 2018 because Saturn was in their sign, and it was like the cold, gloomy, depressing hand of Saturn sitting on your shoulder for 2.5 years. That is gone. It is done. And in November, Jupiter entered your sign for the first time since 2007. And it is a great year for Sagittarians. They get to, they're free to move around the country. Whatever it was that had been confining them is done. If they're single, they'll attract someone. If they're married, their partnership goes very well. It is all about the Sagittarian advancing their interest and expanding their sphere of influence in the world. Sagittarians are great in sales if they sell a product they believe in. And if they do, they're going to make a boatload of money this year doing that. They have Saturn, and I think that they are changing not so much what they do, but how they are compensated for it is what it looks like to me. And it looks like there's some sort of new compensation structure that's going to come down that at first blush doesn't look like it's going to end up making you more money. But once you look at all of the details of it, you'll, and that means it might, part of it might be deferred. I'm not quite sure because each person is different. But at the end of the day, you're going to have more than you had last year. And you're going to have a lot more freedom of latitude of what to do with it. And whatever it is that Sagittarius set by the side of the road last year, leave it there. Don't go back for it. It needs to be out of your life because it was something that took way more than it gave. Problems for them at home in March. And again, remodeling, restructuring, that kind of thing. You want to make sure that you have a really solid plan to go forward. You know exactly what you're doing before you start it. And I wouldn't do it during the retrograde anyway. In the summer, they have trouble with finances, with other people's resources. And again, once a really good detailed accounting is what you're going to need, particularly if you're in some sort of big project, you're really going to want to take, although the Sagittarians are not a big fan of looking at the teeny-weeny picture. In this particular case, in the summer, they are going to want to look at every comma, every period, every single column to make sure that they all add up. And then again in November, Mercury's in their 12th house of their own undoing. Sagittarians are the truth tellers of the zodiac, and they don't, it's not like, oh, I never lie, just the words fall out of their mouth. Sagittarians, whenever you're talking to them, they'll just say whatever is on their mind without really giving it a whole lot of forethought, which can be good, can be bad, but it can be used against them in the fall. It's the kind of thing where they go, well, what did I say? As you're standing there wounded because they just stabbed you in the heart. And they look at you and go, I didn't know what I said. I had one of my clients do that today. Her boyfriend, you know, she's moving to another state and she and her boyfriend are going to do a long distance thing. And her boyfriend last night said, I'm not sad you're going. And what he meant was, I'm not sad because I intend to see you. I'll see you every month. And I'm happy for you because it's a good job move for you. But all she heard was, what do you mean you're not sad I'm going? That kind of thing. So Sagittarians, you got to be careful when the words just fall out of your mouth. For Capricorns, and it's hard to be a Capricorn. They're the most serious sign of the zodiac. Elvis Presley was a Capricorn. And Richard Nixon was a Capricorn. Did you know that guy had a good personality? Yeah, no, me either. But Diane Sawyer told me he told great jokes. And we never knew because the corners of their mouth turned down. When their mouth is at rest and people think automatically you're mad or you're in a bad mood. And Capricorns go, no, I'm pretty happy. Why? You know, you just don't look it. So Capricorns, most serious sign of the zodiac. And Capricorns are born with Saturn is their ruling planet. So that whenever, even little Capricorns, they get responsible for their brothers and sisters. They're just, if you want a child that's not going to steal your car, have a Capricorn, because they don't do that. They are the most obedient of all of this. When you talk about good doobies, man, that's Capricorns. So, and they normally are, they expect life to be hard. They're not particularly optimistic people, but they're very pragmatic people. And so when Saturn enters their sign, for anybody else, when Saturn enters their sign, it's like, oh my God, it's depressing, it's heavy, it's weighted. Capricorns go, yes, so I've always had it. Now I know what the rules are. And for Capricorns, they are going to be narrowing the people that take advantage of them. They're going to be narrowing, they're going to be weeding through their life over the next year or so and getting rid of people that are sort of hangers-on, that don't really contribute anything to their relationship, kind of going through their friends lists and kind of purging them a little bit, getting it down again to something you can manage. This is not a year that Capricorn makes a huge mark on the world. This is a year for Capricorns to finish up everything they put in motion over the last 11 years or so. There is no energy really for them to start new projects this year. It's a good year to finish up stuff already in the works. And then when Jupiter goes into their sign in November, that's the time from November of 2019 to November of 2020 to go ahead and start new projects and put new things into effect. But now it's a finishing up phase rather than a starting new stuff phase. Mercury retrogrades for them in the third house of communication and day-to-day living, and it's the backtracking that slows you up so much in March. It's the repeating things, doing them over again, duplicating expenses, which is always a drag. In the summer, it is difficulty with partners and their public image for one reason or another, what I think people that they work with think of them rather than what they really are, and it's some sort of misunderstanding with responsibilities. And then in the fall, friends will get you into trouble if you let them. That's my answer for Capricorns. For Aquarius and the eclipse cycle, for Capricorns in particular, it actually started in July 13th of last year. And they can actually look back 18.9 years. Astrology does that so nobody really notices. If it was 20 years, we'd all pay attention to it. 18.9, not so much. So for us, the 18.9 period is what, the 97, 99? 99 time span. Similar things happening now that were happening then. If you remember, that was the end of the dot-com bust. That was the beginning of the dot-com bust. If you're thinking about what's going to happen with the tech stocks, that kind of thing. So for Capricorns, this is your finishing up stuff rather than starting new stuff. Friends will lead them astray in the fall, and partners have a lot to say in the summer. For Aquarians, I have a very hard time predicting Aquarians because they're ruled by the planet Uranus, and they don't know what they're going to do until about 3 or 4 seconds before they do it. So I always have the 50-50 chance of being right if I'm predicting what an Aquarian is going to do. Because one thing I do know is that if you want an Aquarian to do something, tell them they can't do that. And the minute you tell them you can't do that, they go, oh, yes, now I must. I have to. You've challenged me. You know, we're Virgos. You can say to a Virgo, you're the only one that can do this. And the Virgo will go, yes, I am. And the Leo, you can say, God, you'd be the greatest at that. You would just be a star at that. For Aquarians, you got to tell them, yeah, you can't do it. And that's exactly what they're going to do. They did very, very well. The moon sign of the United States is Aquarius. And let's face it, women did better in politics in 2018 than they've done any time in the last probably 2,500 years. A lot of women ran. It's the first year we have a Muslim woman in Congress, and I think that's amazing. So women have done very well. And this is a year where we have to go, okay, fine, now we got to rest on our laurels and all the things we've achieved. We have to go ahead and make happen. We can't just talk about them. We've talked about them the last year, and now it's time to actually put them into effect. So for Aquarians everywhere, this is the year you achieve a long-standing hope, wish, goal, or objective. Something you've been working on for 10 years, 10 to 11 years, comes to be this year. And it comes to be through the help of your well-placed male friends and colleagues. And I know woman power and all that stuff, but let's face it, men still control most of the power in this country. So to Aquarians everywhere, I say, pay attention to your male friends and your male colleagues, because they are going to be the ones that help you finish the things that you started and to be successful with the things that you've already put into motion. And they will help you get to where you need to be, which is a cool thing. They got to be careful with their finances in March, and that's where you just want to make sure that your checks are deposited on time, that what you're paying is what you know you're paying. It's financial grief and aggravation in March. It is physical grief and aggravation in the summer, and then professional grief and aggravation in the fall, in the November time span. So, but I don't think anything is going to stop the Aquarian from getting what it is they say that they want. So that's pretty cool for them too. For Pisces, the last sign of the zodiac, and it is hard to be a Pisces. Jesus was a Pisces, and we all know what happened to him. He was God's favorite, and he crucified him. I can't imagine what he would do to the rest of us. So for Pisces everywhere, and it's a challenge because they are represented by creatures that have no vocal cords. Their symbol is two fish with their tails tied together, swimming in opposite directions. So of all the signs of the zodiac, Pisces have the hardest time getting their wants and needs met because they don't articulate them very well, and they're not blessed with an abundance of energy, unfortunately. Pisces is a water sign. They're very intuitive. They're very sensitive. God knows I want a nurse at the end of my life to be a Pisces taking care of me, because they will very delicately wipe the drool from my mouth, or my daughter, a Capricorn, would throw some M&Ms at me and tell me to be quiet. Pisces, they're represented, again, the men always have beards because they're really a very soft touch, and they want to put on a rough, scraggly exterior so nobody knows how sensitive they are. A lot of musicians, artists, dancers, singers are Pisces. This year is a great year for success for Pisces. They, along with Sagittarians, Geminis, and Virgos, had a terrible time from 2015 to 2017. That struggle is over. And you're not likely to go through that kind of crap again for 14 years, which is really good news for Pisces. So because of that, what didn't kill them made them stronger. and they're very likely to have a tremendous amount of professional success in this calendar year. Jupiter's at the top of their chart, and they will either have success in the field that they're in, or they will change jobs, and still they will enjoy success because they'll change jobs because of their previous success, but they would have the most success if they stayed where it is that they're at and can capitalize on that. So each one of you will have to decide individually whether or not the new opportunity is going to provide for you what the old opportunity did success-wise. So, and I know this is going to sound funny, but if you get an opportunity to work for a foreign company, Pisces, you should. I just need to throw, they're the only ones that will really have that kind of, not the only ones, but that's very apparent to them, that they're likely to broaden their horizons dramatically. For them, professional success in 2019, they're not going to have as much time for their friends. They're going to, because of the professional success, they're going to have to start to limit some of their other things that they did that were a lot of fun. But it is worth focusing all of your undivided attention on your career for 1 year. Because if you do that, you'll be able to have the time in the next 2 or 3 years to pick up where you left off with your friends and with the things that you really enjoy doing. Because Pisces don't always work at jobs that they really love being at. They work at them because the things they really love doing don't pay a lot of money. But they will have time to do that if they give that up for 1 year in order to achieve professional success. And I think that that's a worthwhile trade-off. Mercury's retrograding in their sign. And as a result of professional success, the people that you're promoted over are not going to be happy with you. There is occasionally jealousy that comes along with professional success. Pisces, you'll have to find a way to diffuse that and win them over to your side in March. In the summer, it is miscommunication and misunderstanding with children, with lovers, with love affairs, with anything fun, anything creative. I don't think that's a bad placement for Mercury. If you're going to have it retrograde someplace in the fifth house of children, lovers, entertainment, amusement, sports, it's not a really serious, it doesn't really do you any kind of harm. It may, if you fall in love, that's the kind of time where you fall off the face of the earth for a couple of weeks and nobody hears from you. That's a good thing to do with that energy. And then for Pisces, at the end of the year, Mercury is going to be retrograding in the ninth house of the law, legal matters, educational matters. And I never fool around with law. I never go to court without a lawyer. Even if I'm busted for driving without a registration, I will bring a lawyer with me. So to Pisces everywhere, I say, if police show up at your door, always say, ooh, I'm represented by counsel. And I'm not meaning to be obstreperous, but my lawyer says, don't talk to anybody without them being present. That's a standard line when anybody of any kind of police thing ask you any kind of questions. Because if they're asking you questions, all you can do is implicate yourself. So that's my advice for that. So that's pretty much what's in store for the calendar year for 2019. I don't know about you guys, but every year at the equinoxes on March 20th and September 23rd, it's my only superstition. And it's the only thing I really do. But I do dance naked and burn money for prosperity at the equinox. March 20th and September 23rd. Do you have to do it outside? No. Do you have to do it naked? No. What it is, for those of you that don't know, there's an old pagan ritual that you dance naked and burn a dollar bill for prosperity at the equinoxes. You do it in the spring equinox. And it takes maybe 10, 15 seconds maximum to burn a dollar bill. No, you don't get more if you burn a 20. I tried that one time too. It didn't work. I thought, wow, that's what I got with a 1. What would I get with a 20? No, it's just a symbol. And the idea behind it is a pure sacrifice of something we value, because we value money. It's not as messy as a blood sacrifice. You don't go to jail for killing your firstborn child. And what you do during the spring equinox is you say, thank you, thank you, thank you, God, for keeping me warm and safe and dry and fed through the winter. And then, and to ask God for please no hurricanes to hit Tampa, because I have a couple of pieces of property that are not insured. And then in the fall, you thank God for keeping you warm and safe and dry and free from hurricanes. And then you ask God, because this, you did this at a time where there were no Publixes, where you really could starve to death during the winter. That's why more babies are born in Leo. It's not the zodiac sign. It's the fact that there's more food in the summer. You know, it's just science. So March 20th and September 23rd. And I say humor me. I've been doing it now since 1987. And the 1 year, and the first time I did it, it was 3 weeks before a large federal trial. And I had no evidence. I mean, not only did I have a large federal trial, I had no evidence. And I saw this on Johnny Carson, and I thought, okay, I'll try that. Took my daughter outside, and we both felt dumb. But we did it, and 3 weeks later, I ended up with an amazing piece of evidence that won this trial for me. And at the end of the trial, the jury awarded me $3.1 million, which was a lot of money in 1987. I thought, wow, that's great. So in the fall, I danced naked and burned money again. And then the story about me was on 60 Minutes, and Disney called and said, we want to make a movie. We're going to throw $150,000 at you. And I'm thinking, man, this is a racket. I like this. So the following year, it was cold. It was the storm of the century. It was like 30 degrees. And I thought, man, I'm sitting on this $3.1 million judgment. I got this Disney thing going on. I don't need to dance naked and burn money. July, Lewis Powell of the Supreme Court reversed and my judgment. Not only did they throw out the judgment, they entered a judgment in favor of General Dynamics, who promptly sent me a bill for their costs. So you can bet your bottom dollar, no matter where I am in the world, on March 20th and September 23rd, I am out somewhere dancing naked, burning a dollar bill. I was on a beach one time in the islands, and I thought, oh my gosh, I just put sunglasses on. Figured nobody would recognize me. You know, do you have to be naked? No. And really, all it really is the acknowledgement, the heartfelt acknowledgement that without that which can create something out of nothing, whether you call it God, whether you call it Jesus, whether you call it Nirvana, but whoever you call it, whatever he, she, it, whatever name you have for that which can create something out of nothing, without that blessing or indulgence, none of us would make it through the winter. And that way I don't get all full of myself and think, hey, man, I'm really something, because I know that I'm not. So well, I've had money drop out of the sky on me. One time I had the street people come up, knock on my door and say, hey, we want to buy the front 21 feet of your property. I said, okay. And they said, and we're going to give you $86,000 for it. And I went, I paid $49,000 for the whole thing. They said, yeah, I know, lucky you. Okay. And I picked my building up and I took a giant step backwards and I have a 6-lane in front of me. I thought, man, that's great. And then one time, I have property up on the Suwannee River. And when I bought it, I was told that there was an easement on it that people could walk across the river, you know, walk down the trail that runs by the river. And I bought that in 1990, and I've never had any trouble with it. And then one day in 2013, get a note in the mail, and it says, hey, we want to buy the right to walk across your property. And it's like, I called them up and said, you already have that right. They said, no, we don't. Okay, but you do. And they went, no, we don't. Okay, and they said, we said, we want to buy that right. I said, okay, how much? And they gave me $39,000 for the right to walk across property. People had been walking across nonstop since 1990. I paid $36,000 for that property. So you can bet your bottom dollar I am out. One time I had a neighbor come over and say, hey, do you mind if I trim up your trees? And I said, what? He goes, well, yeah, I'm trying to sell my house and your trees are blocking the sun and my lawn doesn't grow, so do you mind if I trim them up? I had gotten an estimate of $5,000 to trim up these three oak trees. And I said, do you want any money? He goes, no, I just want permission to do it. It's like, okay. You know, one time the universe tried to give me somebody else's money. My P.O. box is 1973, and I found a check for $500, but it was from Post Office Box 1983. They tried to give me somebody else's money. So to me, everywhere I say, humor me. It costs you nothing but a dollar bill. If you have a private backyard, you can do it. But it really is the acknowledgement that without God's divine love, none of us would make it through the year. So that's my story. I'm sticking to it. Does anybody have any questions? I have an office in Lutz. I am not coaching softball anymore, so I'm back to seeing clients in person at my office. I see them Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursday afternoons. I'm available for readings on the phone, which I think are the best. 15-minute readings, half-hour readings. Quite honestly, you can book me for an hour, but after a half hour, I start repeating myself. So rather than, you know, people want to know about love, money, and health. Those are the things that an astrologer can really help you with. You know, and we sell the when. Psychics sell the what. You know, you're going to meet a tall guy, you know, this, that. And I go, when? They go, five. I go, five what? 5 months, 5 weeks, 5 days, 5 minutes, 5 hours. They go, I don't know, can't tell time in psychic world. What good does that do you? To me, it doesn't do you any good at all. I want to know when I'm going to meet somebody tall, dark, and handsome. And if I'm not, then I need to know that too, so I don't waste any time. So I'm available on the phone, in person. I do private parties, which are a ton of fun. I've done some for some of the people here. I'm changing. I have a great webpage. I have absolutely no advertising on my webpage because it pisses me off when I turn to a webpage and I can't get the information I need, or you have to get, you know, you have to go buy a book or something like that. So my webpage is stargoddesses.com, StarGoddesses.com. StarGoddesses.com. And in it, I have more information than you ever want to know about astrology. I have a video. I think the best thing I do is a weekly overview. And I post it every Monday morning. It's done on Q105, although I'm moving to 98 Rock, but it'll still be on my page. And it's posted on Mondays, and it's what the energy is for each one of the 12 signs for the week. Because although I do a great daily column, I don't know about you, but I plan my stuff days in advance. Last thing in the world I want to do is wake up, hear my horoscope, and go, what? If I would have known that, I would have done something differently. So,
what time of day do you do that?
What time do I post it? It's posted by 9:30 on Monday mornings.
On the radio?
Yeah, no, on my own website. But they're available every day on my webpage. Okay. At either janetskialis.com, if you can spell that, or stargoddesses.com. And on the landing page, there's a video overview. And then on the bottom, on the right-hand side, there's a daily audio for all 12 signs of the zodiac. There's an annual overview, which is very detailed, sort of what I did today, only a little bit more detail. And I have it from 2018 all the way back to 2014. So you can look back and see how I did. You know, because I'm a big fan of saying, look, I might not be the right counselor for you. Here's some of the writings that I do. Here's the way I predict stuff. See if I'm the right one for you. If not, I can recommend other people. You know, some people want a psychic. They don't want an astrologer. I've never had anybody successfully talk to a dead person and find out where they hid their money. So I don't really know that you could do that. I have friends that talk to dead people. None of the dead people have ever been able to tell them where Grandpappy hid his stash. So I don't know that you could do that. Again, I'm an astrologer. If you don't know who to call, I'm probably the one to call. I don't charge for any kind of medical things because I think you got enough trouble if you're going to have a medical thing. And besides, dead clients don't come back. I do a lot better when my clients are alive and healthy. So if I can, does anybody have any questions? Have I covered everything that we normally cover? We're good to go. Ladies, thank you so much for coming to the Tampa Club. I appreciate it. And this is a great place. My daughter got married here, and I don't know about other places, but it was a fabulous venue for a wedding. It was one-stop shopping. She got married in the little room over here, and then we all went into the bar and ate while they, you know, had canapes and cocktails while they took pictures, and then we came in here for the main event for the dancing and carousing, and it was fabulous, and I wrote one check for the whole thing, which was so much easier and so less stress. So can't say enough good things about the club. Thank you so much for coming, ladies.